T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP morning party. Not a problem. Not a problem today. It's a party.
Yep, it's a good one.
The Philadelphia Eagles are the only team in the National Football League that has not had a loss. They are 5-0, as I prayed they would be. That was what I wanted to do this season with. I said, you go 4-0, cakewalk to the playoffs, get ready for some cake. And a little bit of walking, because they're going to the playoffs. You got my guarantee on this, Al.
Lovely.
And what I saw yesterday was extremely remarkable for many reasons. Mm-hmm. And I want to cover as much as I can early on, and then you guys just jump on in and share the joy, because we are, Al, this feels, I don't want to say anything, it kind of feels like 4 years ago. Feel, you know, they were 4-0 4 years ago. And
they
know how that ended.
They were 4-0. They were
2004. No, they were not.
2004.
2004 they were. Yeah. And then, but that they're not doing that because Andy Reid's not here. We have a better coach now, and he proved it yesterday, as did our quarterback, as did our running back, as did hometown hero Hassan Reddick.
Temple Zone.
And we're going to talk about all those heroes in the game today. But I just want to start because a lot of people didn't hear this yet. And as we predicted on Friday, the conditions were abominable. Rhea was there. They were atrocious.
Yes.
It was windy. It was rainy. It was cold. It was nasty. And still, those people came out in droves.
Those people sat in the stands. But I mean, I was at my tailgate like 2.5 hours before the game. By the time I walked into the game, I was soaked. But those people sat in the stands. God bless them.
It was 10 minutes before the game. Half the seats are not filled yet because people don't like to sit in the rain.
No.
When Doug Peterson, our Super Bowl hero coach, came out to the field, and here was the reception he received. Doug Peterson reciprocated. He had the play chart in his hand, and he was applauding back
to the
fans.
Got a very nice ovation. Yep.
It was tremendous. Now, you will not hear or see any of that nationally today because it does not fit the narrative that we're mean and nasty.
Yes.
Because we were not. But I will acknowledge to you, by the end of the first quarter, we were a little bit mean and a little bit nasty.
Deservedly
because
so.
It was an awful start to the game. And I was thinking at the end of the first quarter, because, you know, I have dark thoughts in the course of a game.
Yeah.
Why do we let Doug Peterson go? Look at him. Look at the game plan. He's taking our coaching staff to school. I texted Rhea on that one.
Did, yes.
She ghosted me. But anyway, and then the second quarter comes, the steady hand of Jalen Hurts, and you see the slow turning of events, and it was beautiful. And all of it hinged on an extraordinary day of running by Miles Sanders.
Wow.
Miles Sanders yesterday was phenomenal.
There was no dancing.
Oh,
he
no.
not only hit the hole, he was going for every extra yard. I mean, he was absolutely phenomenal.
Let me confirm this right here with a montage of the great play yesterday by
Sanders,
the hero of the
to
game.
To the left of Jalen Hurts. Hurts calling for the football. He's back. He gives it off to Sanders. He goes straight up the middle, and he takes it to the 30-yard line for a 9-yard gain. He's got Sanders. Sanders across the 30, turns the corner up to the 35, 40, and run out of bounds at the 44-yard line. Miles Sanders showed his speed that time. He hands the football off, and breaking away is Sanders. 30, 35, 40, 45, midfield into Jaguars territory at the 48-yard line. And that is a 36-yard burst by Miles Sanders. Gives it off to Sanders to the 5. In for the touchdown goes Miles Sanders, 10 yards out.
You gotta let the big dogs eat.
Gives it off to Sanders, up the middle he goes. Down to the 40, down to the 37. Miles Sanders running with the football. Sanders, 8 carries for 38 yards. This time it goes to Sanders again, and he backs his way forward for about 6 yards. Miles is having a day. Sanders, who pushes and shoves and rolls and takes something and makes something out of nothing. He's got 96 yards on 16 carries. Hurts, this time, gives it off again and running with it and scoring! Miles Sanders, his second touchdown of the game.
What a big day for Miles Sanders. A career-high 27 carries for 134 yards. He had 2 rushing touchdowns on the day.
And the Eagles, the only undefeated team in the National Football League.
Wow, that sounds pretty sweet. Could you say that again, please?
And the Eagles will remain the only undefeated team in the National Football League with a 4-0 record.
I got one more stat on Miles Sanders that may be the best stat of all. In that muck, in that rain and cold, 0 fumbles.
Yep.
Because, Al, that's how you win and lose that kind of a game.
Yep.
That's how you win and lose it.
Simple.
And after the game, he was Al, do you know he likes that? He likes
well,
that.
Well, he does now.
And he even gave the reason why, and it was a bizarre reason. Listen to that.
I love it. I love it. I know half the league is people from the South, and I know when it get cold, Southern players don't like to tackle, so I like these type of games.
And he did break a ton of tackles. I guess those were the Southerners.
That's pretty
funny. I never heard that before, God. But it was spectacular.
They don't like to tackle.
It was spectacular. Now, let me roll back a little bit here just so you understand the angst that we were experiencing early in the game. Because I don't know what the Eagles' game plan was, you know, the scripted plays. They should burn that script because it was bad. It did not seem to incorporate the elements, even though Nick said they were very, very involved in the elements. He did not appear that good. And I'll just give you, at the end of the first half, this is when it went to 2-touchdown lead for the Jags. Listen to the Jags.
In the gun is Lawrence. He floats it. He completes it. And in for the touchdown goes Jamal Agnew. Suddenly, the Eagles are in a 2-touchdown hole.
And the thing was, the guys were wide open. They weren't, nothing was,
it was
going
amazing.
Right.
They found every seam.
Rhea, didn't it appear that the Eagles did not know it was a 1 o'clock game?
Yeah, it was.
They were not ready.
It was very disappointing.
Oh, and if you knew the way it would ended at the end of the first quarter, you would have been shocked. Because listen to what the fans were doing at the end of the first quarter.
James Bradbury's out there in the perfect position to make a stop, but he gets knocked on his back by Cam Robinson. That's just a good block that you can do nothing about.
You hear the booing. We've reached the end of the first quarter with the score 14-0, Jack.
All right, but then everything's turned. It was funny. It was the first quarter. The Eagles in the second quarter, Al, have scored 85 points.
It's insane.
In 4 games. Yeah. More than any team in NFL history in the second quarter.
Wow.
No team has ever scored that many points. Every game, second quarter, get out of their way. They're going to blow you out. And they did it again yesterday. It started with Hurts as usual.
Gainwell to the right of Hurts. Hurts back. Hurts looking. Hurts going to dash. He dives, and he is into the end zone. Now the ball comes loose, but he had already crossed the goal line. And it's a touchdown.
If you want to read something about that play, Peter King did a long take on it on Football Morning in America on Pro Football Talk. Basically, the 3 reads on the play were all covered. And there was nothing left for Hurts to do but try to get it himself. And he took a vicious hit at the goal line and still found a way to snake in before the ball came loose.
And lowered his head, too, to deliver one.
He went to the sideline, and Nick Sirianni greeted him. and said, that's why I went for it on fourth down. I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful moment.
It is.
That's a beautiful moment. Come on. And then, Al, it just got better and better. Here's where suddenly it went to, I'm looking at my notes here. Hold on a second. This is where the Eagles went ahead and never looked back. Kenny Gainwell.
Hurts this time, gives it to Gainwell. Up the middle. He's in for the touchdown.
Oh, straight ahead.
Gainwell with one sidestep at the five, and then a glide to the end zone.
Here's what you need to know about that running game. The Eagles ran for over 200 yards against the team that had given up 3 yards per carry. Was the best run defense in the league, but not against the Eagles' offensive line, even though they were dinged everywhere. They still dominated the big boys eight. Yeah, that's the term that Mike Quick used. The big boys eight. And then I guess we want to hear that. We're going to do more with Trevor Lawrence later, Al. He was the number one pick a couple of years ago. Trevor Lawrence doesn't like wet weather. He fumbled four times.
Oh, my God.
And threw one interception. That's five turnovers by the quarterback. And here was the game capper. Listen.
Lawrence in the gun. He's back. He steps up. He's hit. He fumbles the football. But I think he has it. Let's see.
Nope.
Now the Eagles have it. That'll be the game. The Eagles have it. Lawrence did not get on it.
You put the onus on your defense, and your defense
it's
comes
Hargrave.
Through.
Hargrave got back.
Lawrence, Al, should have put a bag over his head and left town.
That was unbelievable.
That was awful.
Yeah, but the Eagles forced it, but my Lord.
Oh, my Lord is right. And we'll get into how Hassan Reddick had, he just had his lunch all day. But a couple other quick ones you need to hear, because Hurts, Al, doesn't he show you his steadiness?
Oh, even before and after games. It's unbelievable.
Steady. This is steady. And after the game, he wasn't that worried. He knew they'd be fine.
I think today this team didn't flinch. We found a way. We didn't flinch. We persevered. We were unwavering in how we played. Nothing was able to deny us. And I'm so proud of how this team played, how we handled the conditions outside. You got crosswinds going 20 to 30 miles per hour. It's in the 50s, and it's raining sideways. And we're able to be pretty efficient in everything that we did. That's a great team win.
I don't want to jump to conclusions now, but it's starting to look like he might be their franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't want to jump to it. And finally, I just want to get this in because Nick Sirianni was in doing his news coverage with his little son, Miles, who's the cutest thing going. And somebody, I guess he just wanted the world to know who his starting running back was. And here it is.
Miles Sanders is our number one back. There ain't no question about it.
He was in pretty good state, too. And he'll be out at 7:30 today to talk about all that stuff. Let's go to the phones. Tyrone's up from Delaware. Ty, did you enjoy that victory?
Oh, man. Great, great, great victory yesterday. That's the making of a championship team. When you face adversity, Angelo, you come back in nasty conditions like that and win decisively, you can't ask for nothing else. And this team is on a roll right now, man.
The heroes of the game was Sanders and Reddick, but the real hero was still Hurts.
Yeah.
Because Hurts just, you don't get panicky. Some of these guys, these quarterbacks, oh, we're down two scores. Let me do this myself. And then they make it worse. He just stays calm and steady. We are so lucky to have that guy, Ty.
I mean, that's the one thing that you see. You just see, and you know, the quarterback is the making of the whole team. So they're going to follow how he's responding. And if he's cool, calm, and collective, guess what? The whole team is going to be cool, calm, and collective.
Let's just affect
the whole team all the way around.
Let me roll one of my things out right away because it's fascinating to me that you were facing the number one draft pick of 2 years ago, Trevor Lawrence, and your guy is a second-round pick, 53rd, I think, in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Who would you rather have, Ty?
Jalen Hurts.
Now, you even had a chuckle when you answered that because you thought it was a silly question.
You guys made fun of me on Friday for saying Jalen Hurts.
Rhea, we're looking now and in the future, not the past.
Mm.
But Tyrone, in all honesty, right? I mean, you would. I think a majority of the teams in the league would take Hurts today over Lawrence, even though Lawrence is very talented.
Yes, I mean, listen, Jalen Hurts is a leader. He demands respect in the huddle. He demands respect from his team, and they all rally around him. You saw it in the games when he came in for wins last year, that the team was actually rallying around him and he wasn't even polished as he is right now.
Exactly.
So that lets you know the respect that he's earning from everybody right now. And now the whole city is able to see exactly what the team was seeing all along.
It's a beautiful thing, Ty. Thank you for the call. 215-592-9494. Jump in. This is just going to be a celebration of 4-0 and how they did it. And a celebration of you, the fans out there, who braved those elements. If you went to that game, you are required to call this number immediately. 215-592-9494. Because I'm not going to lie to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was, it was 71 degrees.
Nice.
It was dry, and I was watching 82 inches. 82 inches of football perfection.
You can see the rain.
But I'm going to tell you something. Whenever they showed the stands, I went, you wouldn't get me there.
It was
not
brutal.
In a million
really
years.
Brutal.
God bless you people. Jump on board. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time, 6:15.
Nah, no need to remind you. Football season well underway. Great start here. So now is the perfect time to download FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up using the promo code Al. I love this app because, look, you took a look at a team here in Philadelphia. It's just like, let's go for rushing touchdowns every game. Certainly the quarterback, now the running back. Maybe you work those into a parlay, and that's a terrific way to go. And when you do win, you get paid really quickly. It's on an app that's really safe. It's secure, really easy to use. You're going to love this FanDuel Sportsbook app. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP, so just sign up today using the promo code Al for your no sweat first bet. That's promo code AL. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.